The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
We're doing good today. I think, have we got your mic on there, right?
Are we good?
There we go. Now, you want to try that again?
Well, welcome to the studio, Randy.
Hello, Tony.
We want to welcome everybody to the show this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you by the Fox City Score chapter, and we're really glad you joined us. We've been doing this since 2003, and our show is all about entrepreneurship. We have guests on the show who are entrepreneurs or professionals or advisors or resources for entrepreneurs. And this morning, we're going to be featuring the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to have a great program, and we encourage you to call in with any questions about anything you have about the chamber or anything you hear during the show this morning. Before we turn to our guests, I would just like to announce that one of our SCORE mentors is opening their business today. It's called Poppy Avenue Boutique, and they're opening in De Pere. They're opening at 11 o'clock this morning, so as our show begins, they're opening their store. And they're located at 117 North Broadway in De Pere. It's a trendy, affordable women's clothing boutique offering sizes small, large, and select styles in 1X and 3X. They're great people. Audra and Christian, congratulations on your achievement. It's wonderful to see a business launch and being a SCORE client launch. So congratulations. We wish you the very best. Our guests this morning are Beth Hazy, Director of Small Business Development, and Nora Langolf, the CFO at the Fox Cities Chamber. We're going to be talking about what the Chamber is up to, what they do, what they would offer, all the resources they have to offer entrepreneurs and business owners in the Fox Cities area. So we'd like to say good morning and welcome you both to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves. Beth, if you'd like to go first, tell us a little bit about your background and how long have you been at the Chamber, and what is your role there?
Sure. I've been in the Fox Valley my entire life. I spent 23 years working with small businesses in advertising and marketing, providing leads for them so that they could grow. And now here at the Chamber, my role is pretty much the same. Instead of driving leads, I connect them with resources. I provide platforms for purposeful networking and help them grow in other ways.
Okay, and how long have you been with the Chamber?
Seven whole months,
all right.
Nora, what is your background and how long have you been with the Chamber and your role there?
I, too, have been with the Chamber 7 sweet months.
Okay.
Born and raised in the Valley, background is started out in public accounting. From there, I went into nonprofit organizations and did some technology work, implementing software packages, and that brought me to the Chamber in July of last year. Where I'm handling CFO position, which includes technology and HR.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good set of skill sets because, Beth, with your background in small business and business, mm-hmm. and with your background in accounting, Nora, and understanding that, what is the Chamber, what are the strategies of the Chamber? What is your focus? You have like 3 or 4 different strategies that you're looking at accomplishing. Can you fill us in on what that is?
Absolutely. So the Fox Cities Chamber is really a pro-business organization, and we our mission is to help businesses grow and prosper, and we do that through our 4 strategic priorities. The Fox Cities Regional Partnership focuses on economic development in the form of business attraction or relocation. We business retention or expansion, that are businesses that are already here and wish to grow, and also data research services to help those businesses with those focus areas. We have our public policy team that helps keep business owners up to date regarding local, state, and federal legislations that impact their businesses and their staffs. We have a talent collaboration team. They provide programs to attract and retain talent. We start out as young as the elementary school age all the way up through our C-suite executives in the area. And then member services, which is led by Beth, and that is where we talk about providing services and programs that connect people to relevant resources. We support talent workforce initiatives and help businesses enhance their visibility.
Okay.
Now, the Chamber of Commerce is really a national organization, and there are chapters all over the country. We happen to be the Fox Cities Chamber chapter.
We are.
And how does someone take advantage of these services if they're in business? What's the best way to take advantage of the strategies that you're offering?
I think the best way for them to do that, to become a part of the chamber, to become a membership, we have different avenues through which they can do that. Again, through membership, through collaboration, we have ambassador teams. Now we're looking at connecting our people and our mm-hmm. resources, mm-hmm. And they are really, our members specifically, are the most effective and influential advocacy group that
it
we
have.
It
is a membership organization.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beth, as far as that is concerned, then with the new members and with new small businesses, how's your role in that? What is your job in that area?
Oh, great. My job is to bring them in and give a brief, find out what they want from the chamber. First and foremost, we have so many ways we can get people involved. I want to know what they want from the chamber and help them to plug in the way that helps their business grow the fastest.
Okay. And so to do that, we contact you directly?
You contact me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me at 920-428-4269. You can stop in the chamber. I'm in and out all the time, but if you're in the area, we're on 125 North Superior Street.
Okay. Which is also happens to be SCORE's address,
Yay.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I sit right across the desk from Randy. And you can contact us via email off of our website, which is www.foxcitieschamber.com.
Wonderful. Okay, good.
The Fox Cities Chamber is one of the more effective and influential advocacy groups in the Fox Cities. And you have a long history of that. When did the chamber actually get organized? You've only been there maybe 7 months, but it goes way back, doesn't it?
Yep, we go way back, almost 100 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And we were talking in the pre-show that our SCORE chapter has been in existence. This is our 41st year.
Right.
And so we've been a tenant in your building for
41 years.
Yep. It's a great partnership.
It's a great partnership. It's, as we say, it's a no-brainer. Our missions and values align perfectly.
We do have a caller on the line. Tom, good morning. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yes, I do. Earlier in the show, there was a reference by one of the guests of the term ambassador. I would like to have somebody explain what are the responsibilities of a chamber ambassador.
Thanks, Tom. That's a great question, and it's a very active group. Who'd like to take that one?
I'll go ahead and take that one because I'm proud to say that I work very closely with the ambassadors. Mm-hmm. They are our premier volunteer arm of the Fox Cities Chamber. Their goal is to provide the best member experience for our brand new members, people who are considering joining, and our current members. So they perform outreach. They help check people in at our events. They provide host services.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, they're just not all that comfortable walking into a room of 150 people and trying to make friends.
Right.
So my ambassadors are there to meet our new members, get to know them, introduce them, and create a purposeful networking environment for them.
And every now and then you see a business with a grand opening and a whole bunch of people around that ribbon cutting, and a lot of those are ambassadors who are helping to celebrate that grand opening.
I have another question, Tony.
All right, Tom.
Do the ambassadors visit the members' facilities and have interviews with those people and fill out a form of what I would call a trip report?
Yeah. How do you meet with them, and how do they report? Beth, do you encourage them to go out and meet people, right?
We absolutely do. I'm not sure what the gentleman's referring to in terms of a trip report, but my ambassadors do outreach. Sometimes it's over the phone. Sometimes it is in person. And I myself do outreach. So if you are a small business owner in the area, you can contact me at the chamber, and I'd be happy to come out and meet with you.
Oh, okay.
So the other thing
the reason for my question relates to my experiences in Roanoke, Virginia, where I was a chamber member for about 10 years. And one of the functions that I had as an ambassador was to visit X number of members every month and complete a report so that those reports could be analyzed and categorized. And there were annual rewards given to ambassadors of the year. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to say I was one of those recipients.
Well, congratulations, Tom. Tom, we want to thank you for the questions. It's a really good question. We're going to move on with our discussion, but Beth wants to close out with something regarding thank yous or thank you day.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, our ambassadors, similar to what you did, sir, will make sure that on the milestone anniversaries of our members that they receive a thank you card, and they do make premise visits, just like the ones you're talking about, and we do like to recognize and reward them for all their efforts as well, because they're very busy people, very well connected in the community, and I'd like to thank you as well for all the time that you helped in your community.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. That was a good question.
You're welcome.
If anyone else has a question, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150.
Yeah, Tony, just on a quick note on that about the ambassadors, that's how I first got involved with the chamber, and it is the greatest way if you want to become a chamber member to really start to take part and understand what goes on, because you get to meet so many people. It's a tremendous way to find out what's happening in the chamber.
Which raises a good question, Randy. If someone is listening, a business owner is listening, and they're not a member of the chamber, how do they get the ball rolling? What's a good way to get that ball rolling?
Well, if I would go out to our website and look at some of the information there to familiarize yourself with what we do, if you haven't gotten enough information from what we're talking about here today, and just call me. I'm the person that you're going to get. I'll come right out to your business and meet with you, or you can meet with me in the chamber.
And what's the website address?
www.foxcitieschamber.com.
That's great. The Chamber's ambassador program is one outreach, one form of outreach. Are there any other forms of outreach that the Chamber offers?
We do. In terms of outreach, we invite as many people as we can to come to our member orientations. They're held every other month. It's a two-hour session where people who are current members can get re-engaged with what's going on at the chamber. Things change all the time. We're always staying relevant. There's new opportunities for them. Right. But it's also a great way for new prospects, people who wonder if they should join the chamber, to come.
And meet some people.
Yes.
What is that program called, Beth?
It's called Member Orientation.
And is it an evening or a morning event?
It's every other month. It's held in the afternoon from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. And our dates for the entire year are already out on our chamber calendar.
On the website. Okay,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
We're going to pick it up right after the break. We're going to take a quick break. Come right here. We'll come back and talk to Beth and Nora from the Fox Cities Chamber. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY Radio, real local radio.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these pre prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We have a caller on the line, Sharon. If you could hold for one moment, Sharon, we just want to say a little something about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter, as we've indicated earlier, is located in the Fox Cities Chamber building, and we've been very, very appreciative, and we're very grateful for all the support that the Chamber gives to our SCORE chapter in the Appleton office. And our SCORE chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 54 mentors in our chapter, and we have expertise among those mentors, including marketing, HR, accounting, legal, workflow, banking, cash flow management. If you're in business or you're thinking of starting a business and you're looking for some guidance and some advice and just have another set of eyes looking at things, give us a call at SCORE. You can reach us at 734-7101. That's the Chamber's number, and they'll direct your call down to the SCORE office. Or you can visit us on our website at foxcities.score.org. And we can, on that website, we show you everything that's going on. If you'd like to have a mentor relationship, go to that website, foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for the mentoring assistance, click the send button, and probably within 24 to 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting to talk to you about what it is you need assistance with. SCORE for the life of your business. And I also want to mention that SCORE's mentoring is free and is confidential. So it's all protected information, and we service a lot of clients. We're one of 350 chapters around the country. And we've been in existence, SCORE's been in existence now for probably 60-some years. So we're really happy to work with all the business owners. Give us a call or give us a check us out at foxcities.score.org. Sharon, thank you for holding. We appreciate your holding. Do you have a question for our guest this morning?
Yes, I do have a question. I'm asking about the dues. Are the dues based upon the number of employees a person has in their business? Or can you explain that to me?
Sure.
Thanks, Sharon.
You're absolutely right. In the past, the dues were based on that. There was a base rate, and then there was an algorithm based on how many employees you had and some other factors. Today, things have changed a little bit, and it's more of a tiered dues membership system where we have a membership if you just want to connect with the chamber and have access to all of the resources. There's another that works in a little bit of more marketing, and then there's yet another if you want to gain more influence and make sure you attend all the events and maybe engage at a higher level with peer-to-peer roundtables. So I'd be happy to meet with you and go over those changes if you ever had a moment of interest.
That's a great question, Sharon. A lot of people wonder about the dues at a chamber, and it was really great to ask that question. And so that Beth and Nora, did you want to add anything to that? Or can you do a payment plan? is it a lump sum thing? Or
since you're the CFO.
I was going to say, since I'm the finance girl, we'll take any form of payment.
Okay,
yes, we have. We can do auto withdrawals. We can do direct payment. We can do one time.
You can make it really easy.
We can make it easy.
Yep. Sharon, thanks for the question.
Thank you.
Ladies, we have a few minutes here. You want to talk a little bit about your Biz Connection program? Describe
that. Sure, I'd love to. So every month we have a two-hour purposeful networking event, and one of our members hosts the event. It travels around the city. All of the Business Connection events are posted on our calendar, again, on our website. But it is a great time for our members to get together from all walks of business. You'll find everyone from manufacturing, construction, professional services, all grouped together, learning about each other's businesses and becoming referral sources for each other.
Okay, but how many people attend that on average?
On average, anywhere from between 100 and 145 people.
Okay, and when is that held? What, is that an evening program again?
It is. It's held from 5 to 7 once a month. And as I said, the location will change, so you'll want to check us out. Next week, we'll be meeting at Urban Evolutions on College Avenue on February 9th.
That's a fun place. That's fun.
Yes. And if that's just too soon for you and your calendar is filled, you can look ahead to March. On March 14th, we'll be out at Headliners Bar and Grill.
And what was that website again? You have all this information on your website, right?
We do. www.foxcitieschamber.com. Look across the top navigation bar for calendar and choose chamber.
Okay.
And I would imagine a number of your ambassadors attend these as well, so that people who want to learn about the chamber, they can meet an ambassador, and they're not shy, by the way. Those ambassadors will walk up to you and introduce themselves, and they're very friendly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the purpose, one of the biggest purposes that we have for our ambassador group. We know that everybody's not comfortable walking into a group of 100 people and like, who do I connect with? And so we legitimately will connect. If you have a specific business or a specific question, we'll connect you with an ambassador that may be able to answer it or know somebody else in the room that can.
Yeah. As a Scorner chapter member, I attend those on a regular basis, and I've had your ambassadors with new people in tow walking around and bringing them over and say, hey, I want you to meet this person. So if you're a little shy or not quite ready to outreach to people, come on over anyway, because it's very, very, very friendly and very easy.
And I would also add that if you're not a current member, you are welcome to come and try before you buy. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you register with us. It's a free event for you. We just want to have a name tag for you, and we want to give proper headcount to our host.
That's really wonderful. And I think it's for those folks who might still be a little bit hesitant about going out there, it's not a hard sell thing.
Oh, no.
I'm not selling anything. It's just networking. Mm-hmm. Trading business cards, meeting people, finding out what that guy business is all about or what that lady's business is all about. And maybe there's a connection, and you can follow up on that connection outside the chamber. I mean, that's what it is. It's connecting. But you want to learn about the chamber resources to be able to make your business stronger and more solvent in the Valley, right?
Yes, and that's another way our ambassadors get involved with new prospects and new members, because you might not always be comfortable asking me. I work at the chamber.
Right.
These folks know a lot about it, and you get your questions answered from a neutral source.
Right, right.
I just have to put a plug in for Les Van Ornum. Is he one of your ambassadors?
He's the greatest.
He is.
Isn't he good?
Yes.
Go Les. He's been around for a long time. He's a good friend. And there was another one, but he's retired. It's Mike Garrity.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is retired now. He's a great ambassador.
Right. And if you can't find him, you can always talk to Jim Marks, too, because
Jim Marks is a great
Fox
one.
Valley sign
Excellent.
Will
Absolutely.
Definitely keep you occupied.
Absolutely. So there's some great folks in your ambassador corps.
Yep, there really are.
With that, we're going to take our next break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have a little bit longer segment. We'll give out the phone number again, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, real local radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with a couple of wonderful guests from the Chamber of Commerce. We're talking this morning with Beth Hazy. Beth is the Director of Small Business Development at the Chamber, and Nora Langolf is the CFO at the Chamber of Commerce. And we're learning a lot about what the programs are at the Chamber, how the Chamber reaches out to entrepreneurs to support employment and make our community more vibrant. If you have a question for either of these ladies, please give us a call at 281-1150. 281-1150 outside the Appleton area. The TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. In our last segment, I told you a little bit about what our SCORE chapter does. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring we offer to entrepreneurs and existing business owners, we also put on a number of seminars during the year. Randy, what's coming up? We have some exciting things coming up here.
Right. As we normally do, we have at least once or twice a year, we do what is called the Simple Steps program for how to start your business. That's coming up as of March 1st is going to be the first program in that. And then there will be four other sessions going beyond that. The first one, I said March 1st, it's going to be in the morning, and it's a general session on what you need to know about the basics. It's going to be held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. And again, for registrations, you go out to foxcities.score.org. You can sign up. We have an offer that if you do sign up by the 20th of February, you get the all five sessions for $100 instead of $25 each for. So it's worth it to give us a check-in at that point. I said March 1 is a morning session, starts at 8. We have then the rest of the sessions are in the evening. They run from 6 until 9. The second session is on business concepts, what you need to know that you don't know. The next session is on marketing, how to use all the various tools and techniques. The third one is on financial projections. That's all those wonderful documents that you get to see, like cash flow statements and profit and loss statements, and how wonderful those are. But we also give you a CD that has all of this on it, and so it's so much easier to follow. And then the last program we do will be on the 29th, and that is funding sources. And that's the one, Tony, you like, because yep. That way we play with the banker, and you find out where do you get the money.
Fun to play with the banker.
Yeah. So anyway, but these are the programs coming up. And just a reminder to these programs, we do these in as much as partnership, too, with the chambers. So they offer programs, we do, too, and we both support each other in these deals.
And anything other SCORE things going on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up that's going to be on our website. And I recommend, again, you go out to foxcities.score.org. It's a brand new website. Take a walk around it and enjoy it. There's a lot of information there. We do a lot of webinars that are available on there. And there will be a number of sessions coming up in the near future. So those are things that you need to be aware of.
You know, doing this show makes me very hungry. After the show, I'm looking for something to eat. Do you have any ideas?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tony. I just happen to have something here. As you guys know, I've been a member of the Y Service Club for a number of years, and today is the Y Service Club's Pancake Day. Now, it runs until 1 o'clock, so you still have a little time. And we have all-you-can-eat pancakes. It's at the downtown Appleton Y, $5 each, or if you have a family.
Each pancake?
Well, no, $5 each person.
Oh, okay.
And if you have a full family, it's a total of $20 for as many people in the family. So it's a great deal. Yeah. All the pancakes
worthwhile
you need.
Worthwhile cause.
So,
very worthwhile.
Yeah, and it's really a lot of fun.
So get out there and eat your pancakes, folks.
You betcha.
Okay, we also want to plug the Million Cups program at the Fox Valley Technical College. Our SCORE chapter is one of the sponsors of that program with Amy Peach and Mark Burwell. We meet every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. It's something that was started by the Kauffman Foundation. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to keep abreast of what's going on with entrepreneur information, Kauffman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N Foundation, Google it. There's a ton of white papers, lots of research that's available free to entrepreneurs. Every Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, check us out at www.1milliontcups.com/Appleton.
Yeah, they finally got
great
that
program.
Over at the Venture Center, right?
It's going to be at the Berdini Center, yep. And then I also want to do a little plug for Variant Productions. Isaiah Wells over at Variant Productions did a great job for the SCORE chapter and videoing our five award winners. As he says, when you're going to work with Variant Productions, prepare for awesome. And those videos were truly awesome. You'll be able to check those out on our website at foxcities.score.org. And then not too distant future, as soon as our IT staff and all of our staff gets that stuff all up and running.
Right.
I don't know how that stuff works.
We're working on it.
So in our last segment, we ended with a discussion on business connection. And Nora and Beth. I'd like to ask you, what other programs, in addition to Business Connection, does the Chamber offer to bring those resources that entrepreneurs and business owners can take advantage of?
Sure. One of our other popular programs is called Business Breakfast Bites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were back to food again.
Food.
Yeah, pancakes.
Yeah, we're all hungry for pancakes. Business Breakfast Bites is actually a morning educational session held from 7:30 till 9 in the morning every third Tuesday of the month, and it focuses on current business concerns.
And is there a list of the different topics each month out on your website, like each month a different topic?
Yes, there are. And the way we come up with these topics is through our membership survey.
Cool.
And then as I'm out meeting with our members, right, I like to ask them what keeps them up at night, what kind of challenges they face. And we put educational sessions together surrounding those.
Mm-hmm.
This year, a common theme has been marketing and awareness. I'm the sole proprietor. I don't have a lot of time, and I don't have a big budget. How can I get the word out about my business? And another one is talent. It's tough to find good people, and when I do, how do I get them to stay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's one of the scariest things in business right now is finding and retention. So,
mm-hmm.
On those programs, Beth, is there a fee? And what time and place were they again?
Oh, good question. Because similar to our Business Connection, Purposeful Networking events at night, these are held in the morning, but they also travel.
Okay.
So a larger organization that has rooms that will fit up to 50 people will host these and put the breakfast on. And then small business owners, entrepreneurs come in and enjoy the expert panel.
So not only do the people attending these benefit from the conversation and the networking going on there and meeting people, but it travels. So a business could get exposure by bringing a whole crowd into their place of business. And it's really a very good relationship. It's a very mutually beneficial relationship.
It really is. When we talk about exposing our members to resources they may not have ever known about before, we really mean it and we practice what we preach.
Mm-hmm.
Our next Business Breakfast Bite is actually coming up February 21st. It's going to be held over at Feeding America. And the topic is about onboarding. So hang on to
your employees. By the way, if you haven't been to that facility, that is an amazing place to visit just to see it. So it's just worth the trip anyway. What time is that program on?
They're from 7:30 in the morning till 9 in the morning.
Okay.
Good. And I know in the past when the chamber had morning events, they stop at 9 o'clock. If you're in mid-sentence, the door closes, you're gone. People have to get on with their days, and the chamber wants to respect that.
So yes, we're very respectful of their time.
Yep.
And these educational sessions are for our members. However, if you'd like to come as a guest, we're more than happy to sign you up. The rooms fill pretty quickly. We do have a waiting list, so I would check us out on the website and register if you're ready to come.
What's another
program,
Beth?
Oh, another program that we have is called a peer-to-peer roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
And the peer-to-peer roundtables provide a confidential, structured environment for business people to share their best practices and resolve challenges. We like to get about 10 to 12 people who are similar in nature and non-competing businesses to hold a meeting once a month for about 2 hours at each person's place of business. So if you're hosting the event, you get to choose the topic.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people can generally attend those?
When we have 10 to 12 people interested in the same peer-to-peer group at one time, then we kick it off, and we've got trained facilitators.
Is it like a one-time group, or can they repeat meet to carry on conversations they might have started in the first round?
Absolutely. The people who come out of these peer-to-peer roundtables get to know everything, the intricate workings of each other's businesses, and they really form an advocacy for each other, kind of a consultantship.
The hope is that if we have 12 people at a round table, they'll meet 12 times, and each person will take a turn hosting the event and coming up with the topic.
And those are all confidential. Do they have to sign like a confidentiality agreement or something? Because you're starting to talk about some pretty business intimate stuff going on in the business.
Yes, exactly. So they will indeed have to sign confidentiality agreements. Everything that happens at the table stays at the table.
Yep.
But it's a very non-threatening, supportive way to get information and share with your colleagues.
Are there any other programs, outreach programs that the Chamber has?
Sure. We have workshops that are made available. Our next workshop that's coming up will be held March 8th, 15th, and 21st. These are two-hour sessions regarding managing your business for profit by the numbers, simplified.
And that's Don Herman who does that?
That is. It's Don Herman from Herman Advantage Consulting.
Yep. And Don, I think, is located in Kaukauna, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's also one of our ambassadors.
And he's also a retired Army guy.
He is.
That's too bad because I was in the Navy and Randy was in the Air Force. So, but Army will work.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you
Don's
all.
Don's a great guy.
He is.
A great guy. He's very knowledgeable and very
helpful. Proud of his country.
Yep. Any other programs?
Small business part, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on the same idea, though, that some of the things that you provide in addition to these special programs, me as a chamber member, for instance, what kind of promotional things do you do that I can take advantage of or get involved in? I know you do a number of different ways to promote your membership. What do you have? What can I do to what do you propose that I could be able to use?
In terms of marketing or in terms of coming to events?
Marketing primarily.
Marketing primarily? Oh, yes. Within membership, we do have some complimentary marketing options, and they basically act as extensions for some of the current marketing you're doing. For example, if you have a press release that you're sending out, you want to include us in that email so that we can post it on our homepage. Many of our memberships include free member-to-member advertising in some of our digital communications, and we will offer spotlights. So you have basically a 300 to 400 word about us page,
sure,
either in our quarterly magazine, in the business news, and at certain levels we'll even have Be Connected come out and shoot a video for you.
Beth, when the chamber sends a email blast to its members, how many members does that go to? How many would receive that?
Right now there are about 3,900 people.
Wow.
Logged in as representatives of the businesses who are members. I'd like to remind businesses out there that every employee within your business is a member of the chamber when you have a chamber membership. And as long as we have their name, title, and email address in our system, they'll receive all of the information that we send.
That's a pretty nice list, 3,900 exposures or, you know, images of your business to 3,900 existing chamber members.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're offering something in your business, like Randy in your mm-hmm. business, that those other companies or those folks could take advantage of, it's free. It's part of the chamber service.
It
extension.
Is.
Extension.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Excuse me, along the same line. Now, you use a number of different other ways to communicate as far as social media and so on. Do you use a number of different programs besides just the website?
Yes, we do. When we have a new member come on board, we always put out a tweet and a Facebook post for them.
Okay.
When you send us a press release, we also tweet that out.
Okay. And people are getting much more familiar with tweeting and Twittering.
Yes,
have a tweeting
are.
Joke.
Yeah, no, Tony, not today.
Yes, they are. We have a variety of very young, very active social media people on our staff. We take full advantage of all of the different media types. We also have print material mm-hmm. available. Any of our member organizations have our printed material at their office, but also at the chamber office okay. on Superior Street if you want to
and
stop
for
by.
And for folks who have not been in a chamber building, when you do walk in, on the right and on the left, I think, right away mm-hmm. there's a little rack with material on it, but then you have a conference room or library behind the reception desk.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe what's in there and what that room is all about? It's kind of an interesting room.
What is in that room?
Yeah.
There's a ton of information, a lot of historical information. There is information about all of the local businesses, whether they are a chamber member or not. Tons of resources for people to use depending on the information that they're looking for. Of course, there's all kinds of very helpful people that are around the building as well, including the SCORE group.
Okay. One of the things that I recall being in SCORE, and I have my own business, there used to be a young man there named Benjamin Lesevich. Mm-hmm. It took me 4 months to learn how to say that name. But Benjamin was a research guy, and the chamber features doing research for members. How does that, what sort of research does the chamber offer? If they're looking at demographics, product availability, marketing, demographic information?
Sure.
It's pretty extensive.
It really is extensive, and it's so varied and so unlimited. We have a terrific person on staff with the regional partnership, Beth Pritzel. Feel free to contact her. She does a lot of research for existing businesses in the area. Again, who is in the area? Who's using these services? Who is looking for these services? What kind of means are they using? Are they out on social media looking
right.
for this? Or are they, you know, meeting downtown talking about these things? She works a lot with our public sector investors to tell them what people are looking for, what's going on in the area. Again, the information is just unlimited. We have tons of data on the Fox Cities.
And that service is available to members or non-members?
That is true, yep.
Non-members too?
Yep. Yep. And we'll work it out with you.
That's amazing. What a resource to go to.
Mm-hmm. If you want a little sample of the work that Beth does, you can come to our Economic Outlook Breakfast on February 8th at the Paper Valley. We did a survey of our members about how, you know, there's some facts about how they run their business. Yep. There's some feelings about the economy, and she's got them all put together, and a gentleman from Baird will put it, make all those numbers come to life for you, but you'll get a sample of what she does.
That's next Wednesday.
And the kind
Wednesday.
Of information we have.
Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday. What time is that, Beth? Is that going to be like a...
It's at 7:30. 7:30
yep, in the
morning.
At
the Paper Valley.
Yep.
As long as the snowstorm stays away, we'll be fine.
And again, register with the chamber. Yep. Check in and get registered for that.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yep, you can register on the website, foxcityschamber.com.
Yeah. And speaking of things going on in the future, of course, stuff that you always do, it's been an annual event. You have your business expo that, again, all of your members can take part in. How does that work and when is that up?
That is up again this week, June, or this week.
This year.
Busy week. We're going to be really busy.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
I'm going to be so busy on Monday. Yeah. Actually, it's on June 7th. It's in June again.
Okay.
And we're currently taking reservations for the booth at this time. We had about 118 people. It's a business-to-business focused event, so everyone who registers for a booth has to ask themselves, what kind of product or service do I provide to help other businesses come up with solutions?
No, it's a great way, too, to network again. Mm-hmm. And that's an all-day event?
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I notice you usually follow that up with a business connection at the end of it. Is that in the planning this year, or is that too soon to say?
Yes, it's not your first expo, is it,
Randy? I've been doing those since 1986, I think, so.
Yes, we're going to walk right from the Expo Center into the bar at the Paper Valley, and from 5 until 7, we would welcome you there, even if you can't make the Expo.
That's great. This is great stuff. This is great information, folks. If you missed the program or you joined us lately, you can listen to it at biztalkwithscore.com. Starting Wednesday, this show will be on our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and I understand the Chamber is going to put a link on their website to the show, so you'll be able to listen to it from their website as well. We're going to come back right after this break for our final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Beth Hazy and Nora Langle of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, and we've learned a lot about what's going on at the Fox Cities Chamber, some of the very exciting things, the outreach programs, the tremendous resources that are available to entrepreneurs and business owners in order to foster growth in your company. So we'll be talking to Beth and Nora in just a moment. I would just like to thank our sponsors for bringing this program to you each weekend. Our SCORE chapter appreciates their support. Without them, we could not bring BizTalk to you, and we've been doing this since about 2002. So it's got some staying power. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, Tundra Land, Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski and Oshkosh at Candeo Creative. They built and they help us maintain our biztalkwithscore.com website where you can go listen to archive programs. And I looked the other day, and I think we go back over 5 years now with archived programs. It's really a great resource. And we also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Dash over at the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to that Business News publication, you really should be. For just $20 a year, it's going to provide you with a lot of information you can use to grow and make your company more successful, and keeps you informed of what's going on in the chamber and what's going on in the business community all around our East Central Wisconsin area. Finally, I would like to just mention that on May 3rd, this year, May 3rd, in the evening, our SCORE chapter is going to be celebrating Small Business Week. We're actually going to be featuring the four chambers that we work with. Fox City's Chamber is going to be there, Fox West Chamber, Heart of the Valley Chamber, and the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. Keep an eye on our website, foxcities.score.org, because we're inviting a lot of people. We want everybody to come and have a good time. We want to celebrate Small Business Week. We did this last year. We had a great time, and we're going to do it again this year at the Bridgewood Resort Country on east of Neenah there along Highway 41. So we'll be telling you more about that as we continue to get closer to that date, but that's a big event. We're very proud about it. Ladies, we've talked a lot about the different resources and the different things that the Chamber does to really make our community stronger, job employment and growth and so on, employee retention. What is it? You have a program called Talent Upload. Tell us a little bit about that. We have a couple minutes to cover that.
Sure. The Talent Upload program was a phenomenal success. We've run it three times now, most recently just being in September this past year. And it involves 16 universities throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan. We bring in students who are graduating in technology and science and engineering. We bring them to the Fox Cities. We show them around. We give them exposure to some of the businesses. But it really is kind of focusing on the quality of life that we have here in the Fox Valley. We're finding that students who are graduating now can write their own ticket because of the unemployment rates that we have, and they can go anywhere to work. And so really what they are looking for is a quality of life. Last session that we had was 86 students, and we had a 50% placement rate in the Fox Cities. So it was a great, great success. And whether that's internships or full-time positions.
And when is this? What is...
We try to run it twice a year. We will be reorganizing. So we had just one now in September of 16. So we'll be rescheduling it for the fall this year.
Yeah, when you do that, do the business members that you have take part in this program? What do they do, and how do they get involved with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some of the larger employers in the area. They will give them tours. They will show them how the operations work, what the facilities are like, what a potential job might look like. They'll walk them through interviewing. They'll help them with resume preparation, tell them the skills that they're looking for, and maybe take another class, and you'd be a perfect opportunity for you.
Okay, and you put this out to these universities, and the kids, their students out there, they sign up for this.
That's correct, yep.
Okay. So,
what a great opportunity for companies in the Valley looking for good talent to come together and basically meet these people.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yep, it's an opportunity on both sides for growth.
Super. That's wonderful. We're looking forward to that. Finally, again, how do folks get a hold of you ladies at the Chamber website, phone numbers?
Phone number is 920-734-7101. Website is foxcitieschamber.com.
Great resource, folks. You better check it out. Beth, you had something you wanted to cover?
Anything left over that you wanted to talk about?
Anything? Yeah, I have a few last words. I just want to I'd like to really thank our members who help and strengthen this community. I want to give a shout out to our ambassador team who help businesses grow and prosper with exceptional member experiences for those who join the chamber. And a big heartfelt thank you to SCORE for the support they give, especially to the small business startups. As I understand it, I don't even have to know the type of business that I want to open. I can come and talk that through with you, and you get me on the right track, and that's so meaningful to people, especially today. And also, a big thank you to the folks here at Biz Talk Radio for having us today.
You're very welcome, and thank you for coming in and spending this cold Saturday morning with us. It was a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. It was a great program.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.
Well, with all of that wonderful things said, that brings us to this one point at the end of the program, which we do, and that's called asking for a biz tip. Something that you want to leave with our listeners that you think that they will help them in their business and so on. So I think I'm going to ask, Nora, you want to go first?
Sure. I would just suggest that business owners, potential owners, entrepreneurs, keep yourself educated. Reach out to the many resources that we have in the Fox Cities, including SCORE and the Chamber, and the unlimited collaborators that we can provide to you. Mm-hmm. Keep yourself educated.
Okay, great. And Beth, Your turn. Biz tip.
Well, mine is pretty close. Keep yourself educated, but also surround yourself with subject matter experts. In the 23 years I spent in advertising and the 7 months I've spent here at the Chamber, I continue to see people trying to do it all by themselves. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Beth and Nora, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It was a pleasure. We hope you get a lot of calls next week. And we want to thank our listening audience for tuning in. Our guest next week is Isaiah Wells of Varian Productions. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.